Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hands up for a filthy drop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to the man that you spend your early mornings with between 6 and 9 a.m. on the Gareth Cliff Show, as he gives you amazing pieces of information and chimes in from time to time with pieces of advice that can genuinely change your life. It's time to say hello to this dude.
Good morning, good evening,
yeah,
and good afternoon.
Power.
It's time for Relax, It's Flax.
Beautiful.
Because you could be listening from all over the world, so who knows what time of day it is.
What country would you most want somebody to be listening to you from?
China.
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 Nice, bro.
Because I was put on the spot.
Producer Kat, do you want to just, for our Chinese audience, tell us what Relax It's Flax is in Chinese?
No. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. That was a great attempt.
I don't eat noodles. I can't do that.
All right. There you go. Producer Kat is working on her accents.
How would you tell the people of those sitting in Bromfontein right now waiting for sundowners, how would you explain Relax It's Flax to them?
Yeah.
It's a segment where two guys talk shit about themselves and other people.
Okay, and sometimes it features this other chick as well. What does she talk about?
She talks about how much she is stressed.
Okay, sick. Well, I'm glad you're making it your problems everyone else's.
How are you so stressed?
You asked me... Okay, whatever. What?
You know what I want, though? Can you get Jono on the line?
No, he's on break.
He'll be okay. He'll be fine. Get him on the line.
What do you want from him?
Because I want him to also be a voice of doom and gloom. Because between the two of you...
Maybe Jono's dying.
No, but between the two of you, the negatives cancel each other out. You know,
no, Jono took time off. He's back next week, Wednesday.
Get Jono on the line. Let him decide if he wants to speak to us or not. Because remember, in maths, two negatives make a positive.
Jesus, bod mass and brackets before division.
So if Producer Kat is negative... But two positives always made a positive. Remember
that. Two positives made a positive and a negative made a negative, and two negatives made a negative.
Fuck, bro. You are right. That is how it worked. Shit, I forgot. Okay, but for the sake of today, we'll change.
No, two negatives made a positive, though.
Okay, there you go. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, if we've got Producer Kat who's negative and Jono who's negative, it'll
then
make
you a positive.
You're a positive, I'm a positive, and so then it'll all be positive.
But why is there so much negativity in the office?
Well, you heard her. She's stressed. You know.
Yeah, I think from the long weekend, people were now expecting another long weekend this weekend, and they didn't get it. So I actually just bummed because we're out of long weekends now.
People are, well, until Freedom Day at the end of April, Workers' Day, yeah.
So isn't that on a Wednesday, Freedom Day?
It is, which
workers'
means
day's on a Monday.
It's a long weekend.
Imagine, would you rather, okay, let me tell you this. So you know, like in Israel, their weekend starts on Friday, and then they have Saturday off, and then they work again on Sunday. So would you rather have Friday and Saturday off or Saturday and Sunday off?
I think Friday and Saturday and Sunday, just because I'm used to that. But I do have to say that I don't actually feel like the way that the world has changed with, you know, the internet and everything, that there ever really is a day off. Because, you know, you're always checking your emails.
Not when you go to the vol, you're not.
Okay, because you can't get signal. But I'm saying, like, to actually switch off is a very difficult thing to do. Like, you'll do always some form of work over the weekend, because work can be described as even checking, you know, if someone's going to bring a project to work the next day or whatever it is.
Or you'll think about what you're doing on Monday.
Exactly. You never really turn off. I think you only ever turn off if you've left a job. Like, if you're in a job, those weekends, you don't really turn... Well, I don't. I'm speaking from my own perspective.
When I go on vacation, there's like a period at the start where I think about work and at the end where I think about work. But that tiny little gap in the middle of it, I don't think about work.
Yeah. How are we doing with Jono there?
He doesn't want to talk to you guys.
What? What do you mean?
He doesn't want to talk to you.
What did you say to him?
Yeah.
I said they want to talk to you on Relax It's Flax.
And?
He said he's busy.
Did you sell it up, or did you say, oh, Jono, they wanted to talk to you on Relax It's Flax, just pretend like I've spoken to you on the phone now?
No, we had a whole conversation.
What is he doing?
He's about to go pick somebody up at the airport.
At the airport?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like he's dodging us.
Sounds like he's boarding a plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to talk to you guys either if I had the day off.
Okay. Burn.
I think we got to get like a jumping castle in this office or something, just to get people happy.
Yeah, we need to do something. Well, no, actually... fuck cheering other people up. That's, if you want to be in a shitty mood, go and be in a shitty mood.
Just imagine looking to the left outside of this glass over there and then being a jumping castle with a ball pit in it and Oaks just having a ball, throwing the balls around, jumping castle going crazy.
I know. We actually need to make it a little bit more creative here.
It is looking a bit dull there. I won't lie.
Yeah, we need to up our workspace. Just describe everyone the workspace real quick.
So there's a couple couches to sit on, and then there's the hub, which is where everyone works. That's like a square table, big square table. Then across from that is another table where other people can sit, and then you've got two windows.
Yeah, that's it. And then, like, we have some cool stuff, like charging stations for your phone. People think that's pretty nifty. We got some printers.
Some bouncing balls you can sit on.
Yeah, like those gym ball things.
Exercise balls.
We have water.
But there's so much we can do with this space.
We have a coffee machine. I actually would advocate for a trampoline. I think trampolines are cool.
Trampoline.
I've always wanted a flipping trampoline.
I don't think there's enough space, but I would like management to bring back that photo booth that we had.
Yes, we used to have a photo booth.
That I used to have
Where
a lot of fun
Where did that go?
With. I have no clue. That just disappeared one day.
Interesting. Very interestingly timed.
But I don't know what do you think we can do?
I don't know. I think we need to knock out the floor, put in a trampoline because we're on the first floor, a trampoline that you can actually, in fact, you could bounce from the first floor up to the second floor.
Imagine we had a PS4 here and Oaks could jam FIFA, like the football show comes in, they jam FIFA.
That'd be cool. I've advocated as well for a treehouse and then some outdoor slides. So basically you go to the top of the building, you slide down to the bottom of the building and then some zip lines across the other buildings that there are. Within the complex, because we're in this complex with lots of buildings. So in order to get from the one building to the next, you could zip line. And then also, you know, maybe like a tube that you shoot yourself up in the morning because we have stairs and sometimes you don't want to take the
yes,
stairs.
Yes, that would be dope.
So like an air pressure tube and then you knock yourself up
dope.
In that. Yeah.
Imagine there was FIFA. Double HP sitting on the couch. Yo, Double HP, you want to quickly jam a game of FIFA before your interview? Instantly friends.
Absolutely, bro.
Friendship is built around FIFA.
The other thing missing is catering. And I mean, I didn't want to bring this up, but.
Ooh, that's a hot topic at the moment.
We need a craft table. That's what we need.
Or like a little sushi guy.
Mm.
Just in the corner and you could go there. Hey, can I please have two hand rolls and.
Now, very quickly, think of the poor sucker. That actually just works in a cubicle the whole day and how much he must hate us right now for speaking about our great workplace like this and saying we want more out of it.
I don't think I could do it like a desk job. You know, when you come to
this
cubicle.
Well, not after this training. No.
I'd hate to go in and work at a desk job with.
And so many people do.
Like, you know, those desks with your computers already there. You can't take it home. You got to sit in one space.
Imagine.
You stare at the other, like, person across from you. They could smell. Who knows?
It's horrible.
Yeah, you can at least walk around. You
and
have
this
freedom.
This is what most workplaces are. I mean, we literally all sit around a table.
Yeah.
Like literally all sit around a table. But most places, they invert the table so that it is like a cubicle. And then you just have your cubicle.
The only person you speak to is whichever client you phone, basically.
Absolutely. It sucks. So we should be great. Have you seen call centers? How horribly laid out those things are. It's like sitting in a classroom and everybody's facing forward in cubicles as well.
I couldn't do that.
And just phoning person after. But that's a horrible job.
I could not do that.
Yeah, that's a sucky job. All right. Well, give me something that's on the bull here for today's edition of Relax It's Flax.
So this woman, it's called Revenge Fart. She calls the cop on this dude. This dude's name's Kenneth Peterson, and he was arrested because he farted in a girl's bedroom, and the fart stunk so much. She said that there's nothing she could do. It disturbed her peace of mind. She had to call the cops on him. Then she claimed that he farted because she wouldn't have sex with him. How messed up is that?
That's a revenge fart. So now, because you won't sleep with me, I'm now going to prove how attractive I can be by farting the shit out of this room and having you then, you know, have to evacuate yourself because it smells so bad.
So this happened in Switzerland. Can a fart actually smell so bad that you call the cops on somebody else?
We're pretty lucky though because we managed to find a rare interview that his asshole did. His asshole was asked, in terms of really just getting the magnitude of this fart out there, what did you have to tell yourself? What was the conditioning that happened? Here's that interview straight from the asshole.
Let it go, let it go. When I'll rise, I can break your door. Let it go.
And you can actually hear the shh in the background of the air sort of scintillating out of the backside.
Just like, what did this dude eat? Like, how? Because farts disappear. Like, I don't want to talk about farts for the whole of your Friday, but let's be honest, farts last like maybe 10 seconds and then the smell goes.
Well, maybe he just, you know, had all the right fart ingredients.
I read she called the cops and then she needed an excuse. So then let's, she's like, no, he farted.
How to make your fart really smell. Okay, so according...
Google's probably got one page for that. no one looks for that.
10 facts about farts. Are you into that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
I'm not into that, but I'll listen to it.
Okay, so number one, what is a fart? A fart is a wish that your asshole makes. So why do farts smell bad? That's because the more sulfur-rich your diet is, the more terrible your farts will smell. Some foods contain more sulfur than others, which is why eating things like beans, cabbage, cheese, soda, eggs can cause gas that's really, really difficult. People pass gas about 14 times per day, it says here.
Jesus.
Wow.
How many are allowed to actually relieve the gas? Some people keep it in.
Well, this is the thing. It says here, fact number five, holding farts in can be bad for your health. Doctors disagree on whether or not holding a fart in is bad for you. Some experts think that farts are a natural part of your digestive system, so holding it in won't harm you. Others think that at best, holding them in can cause gas, bloating, and other uncomfortable symptoms.
You have some dude out there who just, he was about to fart, and then he kept it in, and now he's wondering, I wonder where that went now.
this is interesting. Farts have been clocked at a speed of 10 feet per second. That's interesting. So within a second, it can reach 10 feet, the smell of it. Yeah.
10 feet.
One, this is interesting. Two. So if you're in a small room, obviously it gets amplified. So you need to be in a bigger room. for some cultures, farting is actually not a big deal. I didn't know this. In ancient Rome, Emperor Claudius, fearing that holding farts was bad for his health, passed a law stating that it was acceptable to break wind at banquets. That's really fascinating.
Who ever came out with that? It's like disrespectful and gross to fart.
Well, I think that it just smells bad.
It's probably just because of the smell, because the sound doesn't.
But if you want to make your life mission changing that narrative, go for it. This I've seen before, but I have never really tried it. Farts are flammable. They really actually are.
Somebody once tried that, and apparently it like something happens that it opens your arsehole, and then it sucks back in, and then they ended up burning like their arsehole, intestines, and everything. Because it like sucks it back in the flame. So don't try that.
The picture here is of a guy and he's sort of leaning back and his legs are open and there's fire coming out of his arse.
Do not do that at home. I heard it can go very south very fast.
Which animal do you think produces the most farts out of any other animal?
It's probably something messed up like a penguin.
Termites. How interesting is that? Termites fart more than any other animal, which produces methane gas. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, global emissions of methane to termites are estimated to be between 2 and 22 TG per year, whatever that is.
TG.
Making them the second largest natural resource of methane emissions.
Didn't they once want to put cows in like an enclosed environment and then capture their farts and use the methane for methane gas and stuff like that?
Maybe, sure, at some point. Like that. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wow, number 10 is really hectic. Oh my gosh. Shit,
they keep the best for last.
I'll give you number 9, but this is some effed up shit that happens at 10, I'll tell you that much. In at 9, if you hold farts in, don't worry because they just come out when you sleep, when you relax.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if this segment's called Relax, It's Flax.
Oaks are chilled right now. Oaks are farting. Oaks That's are having it. Beers.
The one time of the week when you can really just let it all
just fart. That wasn't me.
What a great positioning statement for you, Flax. And then finally, this is so crazy. Oh my gosh. People can fart after having died.
Oh, hectic. Don't your nails even grow after you've died?
Up to 3 hours after the body dies, gases continue to escape from both ends of the digestive tract, resulting in burping or farting noise. Imagine that. Like, not only do you have to like, you know, maybe sort out the dead body and remove it, but now you're trying to move this thing and it's like, that's just, what a horrible job to have.
I feel sick after talking about farts.
We've really just let it all out today. And usually I don't go down stuff that has to do with this kind of thing. But
yeah, but this was like interesting. I did not know about that.
You know what? You need to know what you're dealing with at the end of the day.
Why your body does things.
You can't confront a problem head on if you're not willing to, you know, really engage with it and really get to the root of the asshole. What else, dude?
Okay, from one asshole to another, do you want to chat about Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah, tell me about Dan. He's been quiet.
No.
Are we just bored of him?
No, he's been training for the cycling bet he took with some other poker player, Bill Perkins.
Yeah.
And Dan Bilzerian, I don't know where it was to ride from. It's Las Vegas to somewhere else in a day. Everyone said it was impossible. And bet was for a lot of money. And Dan Bilzerian went to got Lance Armstrong to train him. And Dan won the bet yesterday and he pocketed $1.2 million.
Wow. Just remind everyone again who Dan Bilzerian is.
He's like some call him a douchebag, some call him a god. He's a very rich poker player who just splurges on women and flashy items and guns.
That's it. His Instagram account is basically pictures of him with multiple naked women and then guns.
And
sometimes like cats, a llama.
Maybe a cat.
Or a llama, yeah. Like, you know, random animals
and
as
like,
well.
And like shit you'll probably never buy in your life.
Exactly. And Instagram situations you'll probably never be in your life.
And bets you'll never take in your life, like for $600,000.
That's it. Listen, Lance Armstrong's really scraping the bottom of the barrel, huh?
You barely hear about him, eh?
Yeah. But I mean, to take a gig like this, he's really...
Even to be friends with Dan Bilzerian, I personally would be friends with Dan Bilzerian because I just want to like drive in his Ferraris and stuff. But as a guy, like, I wouldn't want my child taking advice from Dan Bilzerian.
Mm. Lance Armstrong, huh? It's really just the end of the road for that guy. Never going to be able to come back from that.
But I think they must have organized some deal because once Dan Bilzerian won this bet, he donated $25,000 to Armstrong's child cancer charity.
Okay, there you go. What else, dude?
So maybe that's why I helped him. There's a Saudi Arabian dude in London. Now, he's sparking controversy all over the place because of the cars he drives. He's got like a G-Wag. He's got a Lamborghini Aventador. He's got like G63 AMG. He's got a Rolls Royce. Now, the thing what he does with them is they're all gold plated.
Wow.
So he's driving around London in these gold plated cars. How crazy is that? That is like FU money.
Jeez.
Nobody here can do that. Nobody here owns a gold-plated car.
Well, listen, you wouldn't be able to get the thing out of your driver because it would have been jacked. But, I mean, is that necessary?
I personally wouldn't do it. Maybe Matt Black, but I would not go.
So you're saying that, you know, if hypothetically this oak had a bomb in his car and the car had to explode, it would just melt into gold?
Yeah, you could legit catch shrapnel and make money off
necklaces.
It.
Necklaces.
Yeah.
I don't know
Can
if
you
I...
imagine that that's kind of just, money.
That's wild.
And so a meme was going around because some dude in like a smart car parked behind this dude's Rolls Royce, G-Wag, and I think Lamborghini Aventador. They were parked in a row and he parked behind all of this. And when he went back to his smart car, he saw all these flashy cars painted like with gold plated. So what he did was he went home and got that like brown wrapping paper.
Yeah, tinfoil vibes.
No, that brown paper, like sandwich bag
okay,
paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wrapped his car in it. So it could also be sort of gold.
Okay. Beautiful.
So I thought that was pretty funny. What's like your dream car?
I don't know. That's actually a tough one. I'm not a massive car person.
You must have a dream car.
Well, I guess if we had to play a game of choices, I'd probably be better at that. So like, for instance,
okay.
Between what's always Lamborghini versus Ferrari, I would go Lamborghini. Or if it was, I'd never go.
What
Bentley
about
or
Lamborghini
Rolls-Royce.
Versus Bugatti?
I'd probably still go Lamborghini.
Really?
Yeah, I just think that I've just always, since being a kid, had that thing about the doors that open upwards, and that's Lamborghini's thing.
And then when I saw Lamborghinis with doors that don't open like that, I'm like, why?
No, that's a dumb move.
Why would you buy that?
Because I literally remember when I was a kid and I had those. Remember, you used to have those toy cars.
And you just open.
What
the doors.
Were they called? It had like a gray under. It had a gray bottom. All of them. There was a name to them.
Aren't they still now hot cars or something?
No, it was better than that. It's something along those lines.
And you could build those tracks and they'd do the something flywheels.
Something. Anyway.
Hot wheels.
No, but this was just literally like little car models. They were like matchbox size.
Oh, didn't these move?
But no, they did. The wheels moved. But I do remember very clearly that like the Lamborghini was the dope one because the doors opened up as opposed to, because I had like the police cars. Flip, where is all that stuff actually? Because that could be good stuff to do this weekend. That could be a lot of fun. We were speaking yesterday about like how sucky it is to grow up.
Remember playing with JoJo's? And you'd have competitions at
school. I never
school.
Got into the JoJo's thing. I was big on the Tazos and big on Pokemon. And I'll never forget, one of the worst days of my life was when I didn't realize that I had Venusaur, which was like one of the third best Pokemon cards to have. And I got him in a little, like I had the holographic Venusaur and I got it in one of those packs. You know those packs you used to buy?
Yeah.
And then there was one dope card and the rest were all shit.
Yeah.
And some dude that was in an older grade than me, he traded me like two other holographics for my Venusaur. And only afterwards, like years later, did I realize that that was a bad trade and I'm still really upset about it.
What are those other things that you, so Tazos, when we used to play like rugby, so I was young. My friends used to go into the quick shop and they'd open up all the bags of Simba chips and they'd take the Tazos out and then they'd run.
Badass, bro.
I never used to do that.
Good. I'm glad.
But there was a lot of fun things. Like, little shit would make me so entertained. I know. JoJo's, I love those things.
I mean, I looked at these stickies that they recently did. Poor attempt. I mean, that's a poor attempt.
But it worked.
I mean, it did. But, you know, if I was a kid and the reference point was everything we had, I'd feel very shafted. Because that was bullshit, the stickies thing. That's really not exciting. Tazos, JoJo's, even though I never got into them. Pokemon cards, that was exciting stuff. But stickies, no, you can miss me.
Oh, the good old days, eh?
Yeah, they were great.
Now you got to deal with real life, and the closest to a car you get is something that you have to fill up and pay for petrol.
I know, bro. You never used to have to do that with the toy cars. They never cost you anything.
I envy kids. They have it so good, eh? You see those little, like, 7-year-olds running around, they can sleep late every day. They got no financial worry.
They have no idea. But let's not go down this path because I can't be in therapy on a Friday afternoon. What else, dude?
So there's this new craze going around to down a bottle of vodka, which is like a liter, in under 60 seconds. How stupid is that? Like, obviously you're not going to get drunk straight away, but it will kick you in 10 minutes and you can die.
A bottle like 750 mils.
Yeah, about a liter.
Jeez. Producer Cat, what do you think of these kids that are downing 750 mils of vodka? Which, by the way, looks like you're about to hit the bottle after the show. What do you think of these kids?
Good for them.
Cat, why are you
Vodka's
so
good for you.
Bummed? You going partying tomorrow, you'll party the weekend away.
Hey, I'm tired.
From what?
Maybe
it's
we can.
Friday.
Maybe we can. I told you yesterday when you said you were tired. Maybe that's just how you feel.
I was in bed at 9 o'clock last night sleeping.
Can't sleep that early.
Do you? How many problems do you have?
99.
Two.
Okay, what are they?
One is you.
Okay.
Your.
And.
Jesus.
I will not speak of the other one.
No, what's the other one?
No, it's fine.
No, we're all friends with each other here. This is an open forum.
We're not friends.
Tell me what the other problem is.
No, it's just a work issue.
Oh.
Who's the person with? Like, who's the work issue with?
Are you
with?
Fighting with someone here?
No. Not fighting.
Okay.
Okay, so how do we fix problem one?
Yeah, that's a good question, Michael. Very good.
Well, you should maybe speak to Flax if you want to take me out, because we know he shot Tupac.
See me after the show, Mike.
Well, listen, Producer Cat, you know what we should do? We should just, shroud her with compliments, Flax.
Producer Cat, I hope you have a great weekend and that you party as you're known for partying it up.
Yes. Producer Cat, your smile, I've literally seen light up a room, like literally the lights turned on after you smiled.
Producer Cat.
Okay.
The glasses you wear really complement your eyes.
Producer Cat, you have really some of the best nails I've ever seen.
Now it's your turn, Producer Cat.
My turn to do what?
To do the same back. That's how it works.
Sorry, I don't have any compliments for you folk in there.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you have fun there next door. It's a lot of water in that room for you to wallow in there. And I didn't know that water could go by misery, but going to leave you to just kind of hang out there.
There's a lot of tension between the walls there.
No shame. I think she is a little bit stressed. It's not easy to put this together between 4 and 6 every day. She's just, you know. What else, bro?
So you know Kim came out with Kimojis?
Yes.
So I didn't understand this. Amber Rose came out with Movamoji, which is exactly the same as Kimoji, but with Amber's faces.
Yeah, so it's actually Mother.
Movamoji.
Because she goes by Mother Rose or whatever it is. But yeah, she's got her own set of emojis.
Isn't there beef with Amber and Kim?
Nah, I think they actually squashed it. I think
it's going to be beef now because
everyone's going to have their own emojis soon.
She's racked in over $2 million. They say it's estimated to be $4 million soon.
What would your emojis be like?
Flaxatives.
Okay, what would they look like?
They'd probably just be a whole lot of ratchet signs to send people.
It's got to be stuff that's integral to stuff that you normally do. So, like, if you wear round glasses, you'd probably have to have an emoji of a guy with round glasses.
Yeah, round glasses, maybe DJing, maybe quad biking, on a boat at the Vol, maybe in a helicopter.
Okay.
If I was wanting to go in a helicopter, I haven't been in a helicopter.
So, you've got to kind of live it first.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kim's emojis are her crying, and everyone knows that she cries a lot, or her ass. I think there's Northwest even has some emojis.
Really?
In that kind of, yeah, I think so.
Remember they always wanted to keep like Northwest out of the picture. Now she's just in it.
Yeah, Northwest going to have a reality show soon on the Cartoon Network. Reality TV Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it will be keeping up with North.
Yeah.
From North to South.
That's it, bro. Alright, dude, give me the big story though, the final thing to take away from today's edition of the Big Relax It's Flax.
Kanye West has hired Scooter Braun to manage his music and fashion empire. How crazy is that?
Shit, you see, now you're gonna make me depressed.
Why?
Because, like, I should be involved. These are two people that I admire the hell out of, and of course they've gravitated towards each other. Like, I need to be the guy that is giving them coffee or something. I need to be in those rooms,
bro.
Get closer
to the source, eh?
I need to get involved here.
It's pretty dope. I mean, this is like
the best
of the best coming together.
Although, I don't know if I'd be able to handle the two of them in a room together. Because Scooter Braun, I think, is one of the coolest human beings. I think Kanye West is a visionary. Now, the two of them together, there is no chance. And all they're going to fucking do is come up with more products that are never going to be able to buy because the things are so limited edition.
They came out with new Yeezys, eh? A new color. It's got like a white stripe on
Why
it.
Why come out with a new Yeezy? You can't get those things anywhere. So what's the point?
I got.
Yeah, we know. But the average person.
Imagine that what they're going to come up with. They'll probably invent the flying car.
They will be the reason for the end of the world.
They'll find the next Justin Bieber. They probably feel like they need to team up and find the next Justin Bieber.
It's too much. I can't bear to think about it. We kill it right
but
there.
It could mess up Kanye's music.
I don't want to talk about it.
Because like Scooter's got this like hip hop sort of, Kanye's like raw.
I'm done here. I don't want to talk about raw. I don't want to talk about earth. I'm done. You've depressed me. Now all I want is to know how to keep up with you all day.
You can follow me on Snapchat. I'm going to be hitting the Vol later on. Going to be going on boats, partying it up. Trust me, I'll put it all on Snapchat. You're going to want to watch that. Mike Flax, MikeFlax on Snapchat. And then Michael Flax on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's MichaelFlax.
Power. Flax, thanks so much for hanging out. Another dope edition of Relax It's Flax. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.